Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." John chapter 11, verse 4. The story starts in this manner. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." John chapter 11 verses 1 to 3. That's when Jesus said the words in the verse that we read at the beginning. Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death," a promise from the Master for the sisters. The sisters must have been happy on hearing that. Perhaps they must have told a few friends and close relatives what Jesus said. They must have reassured Lazarus that he was going to recover. But alas, Lazarus died. How shocking it must have been for the sisters, the many questions that must have haunted them, the many whispers they must have had to hear about them telling others that Jesus had said that Lazarus would not die. The gall of it all being that Jesus didn't even come and visit Lazarus or pray for him. Well, Jesus had a surprise in store for them, and no one other than their Master and Lord knew it. Who would have imagined that this man Lazarus, who was dead and his body kept in a cave, would be brought back to life? That too after 4 days of dying. "Take away the stone," Jesus said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man. By this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" John chapter 11 verses 39 and 40. That sounds preposterous, doesn't it? But this was no ordinary man speaking into the air. This was the Son of God. The one who said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And then the miracle. Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." John chapter 11. Verses 43 and 44. Imagine the ahs and the ohs that could be heard, the rejoicing and the hugs. That's my Lord Jesus for you, even today. Now, what's the thing that you are saying is impossible in your life? Remember my Lord's words. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Will you believe that? I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.